wanting to say the right thing and be proper with something, you know.
Well, the funny thing about it, whenever I hear it used, it sounds perfectly natural. It's totally unaffected.
Yeah.
But like what you were using last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm his aunt. Well, yeah. You know, and
like she's not saying it deliberately or consciously.
Well, no, this is one of the things, I guess this is the way that it was learned, and I guess it's because of the spelling of it. And it has just been recent,
mm-hmm.
since I've, you know, actually
mm-hmm.
known the correct pronunciation, because I've, you know, we've just said aunt, and mm-hmm. I've got one aunt that I call auntie.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how that came about except with the spelling of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why it's spelled that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Isn't it spelled A-U-N-T?
Yeah. Well, you know, the insect, A-N-T.
Yep.
Like I said, with English orthography.
Well,
very.
I wish I had that poem that I could show you, you know, or the note for just what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the hardest languages I understand in the world. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, you said you didn't know about that.
Okay. All right. Say, if you have an uncle named William, you would call him your
Uncle Bill.
All right, if you were going to use the word I use, you'd call him your
Uncle William.
All right, and if you had one named John, that would be your
Uncle John.
Okay. What about Robert E. Lee, his rank in the Army? He was a...
He was a general.
Okay, what about the man who started this Kentucky Fried Chicken? He's a...
Colonel.
And the man who's in charge of a ship, he's the
captain.
Okay. Have you ever heard any person use that word as a term of address to a person who might not necessarily be in charge of the ship?
Yes.
Like, in what context?
Well, it just denoted somebody who was in authority, or they felt that was over them in some fashion.
Okay, used by blacks more than whites,
yes,
or pretty?
Mostly used by blacks.
Would they say captain or pronounce it differently?
Well, they would use to pronounce it differently. Captain.
Okay. All right, the man who presides over the county court, he's the...
Judge.
All right, and a person in school is a...
Student.
All right, and a woman who types and files.
Secretary.
What about a woman who is on the stage? Or an
actress.
And our nationality, if we're born in the United States, we're both
Americans.
All right. What, talking about races, not too many years ago in the South, there were separate facilities,
blacks and one for whites.
Okay. Now, would you prefer to be called, referred to as a black nowadays?
Yes.
Not white?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about other terms that, that might be used in referring to blacks, or what used to be used, let's say, in polite situations?
Oh, colored, Negro,
mm-hmm.
and you say in polite situations,
right.
Okay, these are the two terms that I remember very vividly.
Okay.
Of course, I guess at one time or another they became offensive
mm-hmm.
in some fashion, so.
Would most blacks?
Blacks prefer uh-huh. being called black now.
Right. You would say most blacks now would be offended if they were referred to as Negroes or colored people?
I think so, because of the fact that a lot of the whites tended to even get the word Negro out of
mm-hmm.
Control, and they couldn't figure out what they were saying. Negro, just a show for Negro.
So you would say Negro would be definitely insulting?
It would be a few years ago, but for me it's not, but for a lot of blacks it's still
mm-hmm.
very insulting.
Would you be upset if you heard a white man refer to you as a nigger?
No, it wouldn't be.